我们仍然打开哥罗西书。
Let's continue to turn to the book of Colossians.
我们读几段的圣经。
We'll read from a few passages.
我用中文读，缪弟兄用英文读。
We'll first read that in Chinese and then in English.
我们先看哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
我们从第三节看到第八节。
We'll read from verse 3 to verse 8.
哥罗西书第一章第三节到第八节。我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告，因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的律旨一样。正如你们从我们所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了基督中心的执事，也把你们因圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 3. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints, the faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. All over the world this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. You learn it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit.
我们再看第二章第六节第七节。
Then we read from Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
So then just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
我们再继续的看第三章十二节到十七节。
Let's continue to read from chapter 3.
第三章第十二节到十七节。
Chapter 3 from verse 12 to verse 17.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就当存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心。爱心就是联络全德的，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要全感谢的心，当将各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章顺词灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感歌颂神，无论做什么或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
Chapter 3 verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievance you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
最后我们看第四章第二节、第三节、第四节。
And finally, from chapter 4, verse 2, 3, and 4.
第四章第二节，你们要恒切祷告，再次警醒感恩，也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘，叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。
Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should.
我们圣经先读到这里。
We'll just pause here in the Bible reading.
我希望这是最后一次的在哥罗西的书上。
I hope that this is the last message I will have in the book of Colossians.
哥罗西的教会是一个增长的教会。
The church in Colossians is a growing church.
他们在生命上有长进。
They grow in their life.
他们在信仰上有根基。
And then they grow in the foundation of their faith.
他们在福音的侍奉上有长进。
And also in the ministry of the gospel, they also grow in that.
他们在敬拜、在生活上也有长进。
Even in their worship and in their daily life.
最特别的就是他们在感恩的事上也有长进。
And very specifically, they grow in their thanksgiving.
所以我今天就在哥罗西的书上这四章的圣经的里面，我就挑出我们看看如何的在感恩神的事上有长进。
So I would like to take from these four chapters in the book of Colossians how they will grow in the thanksgiving.
所以在四章的圣经的里面，我就提到四方面。
So I have collected four points in this book.
如何的在感恩的上面有长进。
How can we grow in thanksgiving?
第一个，他们就是在福音侍奉上有长进。
First, they grow in the gospel, the ministry of the gospel.
第二个就是第二章在灵命的长进上。
And secondly, they grow in the spiritual life.
第三个就是在第三章在丰盛的恩典上。
And the third point is in chapter 3, they grow in the abundance grace of the Lord.
第四个就是在第四章在警醒祷告上。
And then in chapter 4, yes, they grow in the continual prayer and watchfulness.
现在让我们回到第一章。
Now let's turn back to chapter 1.
保罗就为哥罗西的教会感谢神。
Paul first gives thanks to the church in Colossae.
他们特别的为哥罗西的教会的弟兄姊妹在信心、爱心、盼望上的长进上感谢神。
They thank God in the growth of the peoples there with their faith, with their love.
以后就特别的为做了哥罗西教会，他们把福音传开而感谢神。
Then he gives thanks because the people in Colossians, they have preached the gospel.
我想保罗在他的书信的里面特别的为几个教会常常的感谢神。
And I think in the book of Paul, he will give thanks for many churches around there.
第一个就是为所哥罗西的教会感谢神。
The first one, he will give thanks for the church in Colossae.
第二个就是为所腓立比的教会感谢神。
Then he gives thanks for the church in Philippi.
第三个就是为所帖撒罗尼迦的教会感谢神。
And then he gives thanks for the church in Thessalonica.
并且也为着哥林多的教会感谢神。
And he also gives thanks for the church in Corinth.
虽然哥林多教会有许多的问题，那我相信哥林多的教会也是愿意把福音传出去。
Even the church in Corinthians, they have many problems, but they are willing to preach the gospel.
若是我们读到这几本书的时候，我们就知道这几个教会都是在福音上有负担。
If we read these few books, we know that all these churches, they have a burden for the gospel.
所以保罗特别是听到他们能够把福音传开的时候，他心中得到了喜乐，并且在神的面前把一切的荣耀归给神。
So Paul had great joy when he heard that all these churches have the burden of the gospel, and he gave glory to God.
也特别为着这许多的教会把福音传开而感谢神。
And he gives thanks because the gospel is preached in around these churches.
我想这是一个传福音的福分。
And I think this is a blessing in sharing the gospel.
当我们把福音传出去的时候，神就把喜乐赏给我们。
God will give us the joy once we spread out the gospel.
这是前一个主日我给几位的同工有这样的交通。
And I have this sharing with a few co-workers last Sunday.
常常我们在去理人归主传福音的时候，神把哪一个喜乐赐给我们。
And God many times will give us the joy when we share the gospel with other people.
我想这是神特别的对福音有负担的教会，对福音有负担的弟兄姊妹所给的特别的喜乐的恩典。
And this is a special grace of joy that he gave to those people, those churches, and those brothers and sisters who had the burden for the gospel.
因着我们传福音离人归主，神叫这许多人得更多的恩典，也叫我们因人多越发的感谢神。
And because of this preaching the gospel, that God will bring the grace to these people, and then the blessing to the church also.
当我们看见了神的恩典增多的时候，我们的感谢的心也就更增多了。
And we will see the grace of God abound, and also our thankfulness will also abound.
所以我们怎么样叫我们的感恩的心能够得以增长，乃是我们需要把福音传开。
So how can we grow and increase in our thankfulness? And that's because we need to share the gospel to others.
当我们把福音传开的时候，神就把喜乐赏给我们。
God will give us the joy once we preach the gospel.
当我们心中蒙住了神这样的喜乐的恩典的时候，我们就把感恩献上给我们的神。
And as we have that joy, then we can give God that thankfulness of joy.
我相信这是每一个人都可以经历到。
I think this is something we can all experience.
我们常常觉得活得不耐烦。
And sometimes we feel bored when we live.
常常我们好像我做了基督徒还是跟以前一样的忧愁。
That we are still the same, we are still sad just like we are not Christian before.
我们也是常常就想到在教会当中好像冷冷淡淡的。
And then seems like the church is so cold.
很多的人都面上带着哪一个愁容。
And a lot of people had a sad face on them.
我想原因就是在我们没有在福音上有长进。
And the reason is we did not grow in sharing the gospel.
我们就喜乐也消失了。
And we lost our joy.
我们渐渐也没有感谢神的心。
And then we lost our thankfulness.
所以第一个我们是在福音上要有长进。
So first, we must grow in the burden of the gospel.
但愿神把这样的福音的负担放在你我的心中。
May God put that burden of gospel within you and I.
叫我们的喜乐更增多。
So that we can increase in our joy.
叫我们的感谢也更增多了。
We can also increase in our thankfulness.
第二个我们就是看到第二章。
And secondly, we can see in the second chapter.
我们有好多次的讲到第二章第六节第七节。
And many times we have shared about verse 6 and 7.
这是保罗教导哥罗西的教会的弟兄姊妹如何的在生命上一步一步的能够长进。
And this is how Paul taught the church in Colossae how they can grow in their spiritual life.
但是最后保罗就说你们的感恩的心感谢的心也更增长了。
And at the end, he told them that you will increase in your thankfulness.
若是我们接受了主耶稣基督
If we have received our Lord Jesus Christ,
若是我们就在他的里面照他而行
If we will follow his way and continue to live in him,
我们也在他的里面能够活出他的生命
And we can live out his life,
我们也在基督的里面生根建造
We can also be rooted and built in Christ,
我们的信心也是建造在主耶稣基督的上面
And we establish our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ,
那我们感谢的心也自然而然就增长了
And then we will grow in that thankfulness
所以第二个我在纲要上所提的就是在生命的长进上
So in the second point I mentioned here that is a growth in our spiritual life
我们看到帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第二节第三节
We see from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 2 and 3
如同在哥罗西的书信的里面一样
It seems like similar to the book in Colossians.
保罗一开始的时候就为他们感谢神。
And Paul began the letter by thanking God.
在哥罗西的书信给帖撒罗尼迦的书信的里面一个特色就是保罗先感谢神。
These are the specifics on the book of Colossians and also Thessalonians.That Paul will first give thanks to God.
以后就为他们祷告。
And then he start praying for them.
这是使徒保罗的秘诀。
And this is the secret to Paul.
他在求什么的时候，先在神的面前感谢神。
When he asks something, but first he will first give thanks to God.
以后他就求神赐给他们什么东西
Then he will ask God to, for something.
弟兄姊妹我们常常有时候觉得我一直的祷告神并没有应允我的祷告
And brothers and sisters, sometimes we think God did not answer our prayers.
可能我们只有要求神我们要在神的面前求要得着什么
Maybe we want to ask God to receive something from God.
或许有时候我们就忘记神所给我们的
And sometimes we forgot what God had given us.
我们并没有感谢他。
We have not thanked him.
感谢他，神常常得着了更多的祝福。
And if we thank him, then we'll receive more blessing.
我想你们做父母的都有这个经历。
And I think you parents will have this experience.
若是你们的儿女说，爸爸，谢谢你给我们什么东西。
And if your children say, Dad, I thank you for giving us such and such.
或者你们的儿女给你说妈妈你谢谢你给我这样的美好的礼物。
And maybe they will say that, Mom, I thank you for giving us such gifts.
我想爸爸妈妈的心就欢喜。
And then the hearts of the parents will be happy.
我常常坐在五号的车子去聚会。
And sometimes I will ride with Wu Hao to come to worship here.
那个 Boaz 常常要我坐在他的旁边
And Boaz always wants me to sit beside him
每一次的聚会的时候 Boaz 给超颖常常就跑到我的旁边
And every time when we have the meeting Boaz and 超颖 will come to me
我想当我坐在 Boaz 旁边的时候 boss 常常就把他裤子拍拍。
And when I sit beside, he sit beside me, he will use, he will hit the pants.
他有时候把他的那个鞋啊，发亮的鞋，就指给我看。
And he'll point out the shining shoes to me.
我就问他说，这个是谁给你的？
And I asked him, who gave you this?
他就回答我说，是妈妈买给他的。
And he'll answer, mother bought it for me.
我想淑萍在旁边听的时候，心里一定很高兴。
And I think Su Ping, when she listens, she will be very happy with that.
我想她不单要买一个裤子，买一个鞋子给她的儿子。
Not only she will buy the pants and the shoes for his son.
她知道她的儿子居然的常常的为着那个东西得到那个东西感谢他。
She knows that her son will be receiving this and thanking him for that.
我相信她在她的心里就想要买更多的东西给他的儿子。
And then she will think that she will buy more things even for him.
弟兄姊妹，我不过是用这一个做例子而已。
I'm only using this as an example.
你说我们虽然不好，尚且我们听到我们的儿女给我们感谢的时候，我们心里是何等的满足。
Even though we are not good, but then we yet know that our children, when they give us thanks, and then we'll be satisfied.
我们无所不知的神，爱我们的天父，他岂不因着我们来到他的面前，我们献上我们的赞美，献上我们的感恩的时候，他心里岂不更满足吗？
The God of all knowing and all loving, wouldn't he even be more satisfied when we come to him and give thanks to him?
但愿我们在这件事情上，我们能够学到一个属灵的秘诀。
So we hope that we can learn this spiritual secret in this.
我读到滕俊辉弟兄，他讲到哥罗西书的时候，他就说到保罗有一个特别的特色。
And I remember when I heard from Brother Tang, he said that Paul had a very specialty.
他说他在属灵上一个秘诀，他就先谢以后再求。
And he had this secret. He always give thanks for it before he asked.
但愿我们在每一件的神的恩典的事情上，我们能够献上我们的感谢。
So that we may also learn to give thanks in all the things we have.
并且我们要学习得出了更多的祝福的时候，我们先来到神的面前，赞美他，感谢他，以后把我们一切的所需要的向他倾心吐意。
So we can also learn that we will first come to him and give him thanks and praise him before we will receive the blessings.
我们的神，我们的天父，他乐意担当我们的重担。
Our God in our Heavenly Father willing to bear our burden.
我们的丰富的天父，他乐意把他的丰富赏给你我。
The God of abundance wants to give us this abundance.
只要我们真正的愿意来到他的面前，我们感谢他，赞美他。
If we only we will come to him and truly give him thanks and praise him.
有时候我们需要求。
Sometimes we need to ask.
有时候我们不求，神也是乐意把他丰富的恩典赏给你我。
Other times, even though we don't ask, God is willing to give his abundance to us.
所以保罗到第三章的时候就讲到这个丰盛的恩典。
So in chapter 3, Paul starts talking about the abundance of his grace.
这就是刚刚所读的第三章第十二节到十七节。
And that was when we read from chapter 3, verse 12 to 17.
这一个丰盛而荣耀的恩典。
The abundant grace of God.
就是在第一章第二十六节、二十七节提到的。
And it also mentioned in chapter 1, verse 26 and 27.
使徒约翰特别的他看见哪一个丰盛的主。
And Apostle John, he saw this, the Lord of Abundance.
他不单是丰盛，他而且是荣耀。
Not only he had so much, he also had glory.
所以在约翰福音第一章十四节就说到，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，匆匆忙忙，有真理，有恩典。
So that's why he recorded in John chapter 1 verse 40, he said the word became flesh. The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and the glory one and only.
他说我们看见他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光。
He said we have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only.
他乃是充充满满的。
And also is full of grace and truth.
他的恩典乃是充充满满的。
And he is full of grace and truth.
并且他的恩典乃是荣耀的。
And his grace is glorious.
我们的主耶稣也对他的门徒说，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And our Lord Jesus said, I came that the people have life and have it more abundantly.
我想我们不是贫穷的基督徒。
And I think we are not poor Christians.
我们乃是丰丰富富的。
But we are Christians with abundance.
这个丰富不是用金钱地位来换取的。
And this abundance is not traded by money and riches.
而这一个丰富乃是因着我们的主耶稣的恩典临到我们的身上。
The abundance comes from the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
乃是因着我们这些都是蒙主恩典的人。
Because we are all saved by his grace.
所以在这一段圣经的里面我们就看到有好几个的感谢感谢感谢。
So in this passage we can see many times it say thanks, thanks, and
thanks. 我想顺便我就提到说在这里说十二节说，所以你们既是神的选民圣洁蒙爱的人。
So in verse 12 it says here, therefore as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved.
在这里就提到说要把这许多的神的给我们的美好的品德存在我们的心中。
So he said that we should close ourselves with all this good character of God.
在中文翻的说要存这许多的心。
And the Chinese says to store up these into our heart.
但是在英文的圣经的翻译说穿上。
Of course, in the English translation, to like close ourselves.
其实中文的圣经的里面的小字也是说要穿上。
In the little words in the Chinese translation, it's also said to put on the clothes.
弟兄姊妹，神给我们的生命，神给我们这位他的爱子耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, God gave us this His only beloved Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不单是把主耶稣存在我们的心里。
Not only we store up our Lord Jesus into our hearts.
我们另外一面乃是要穿上基督。
And on the other side, we need to clothe ourselves with Christ.
我们乃是要披戴基督。
To put ourselves with Christ.
这就是前一个主日我在这里提到说，信心坚固，信心乃是生命。
And earlier I have talked about to be established in faith, and that is life.
信心也是我们对神的反应的态度。
And it's a reaction and attitude we have to God.
信心也是一个行动。
And also an action.
所以雅各就说信心没有行为是死的。
So James said that if faith without work is dead.
若是我们说基督住在我的心中，
If we said that Jesus dwells within my heart,
我也必须有一个披上基督的行为。
I must have that action to clothe ourselves with Christ.
这是神恩典给我们的里面和外面两层的祝福。
And this is the blessing that God has given us.In the inside and also the outside.
神的恩典不单是在我们的里面，神的恩典也是行于我们的生活的上面。
Not only the grace of God will reveal within us, but also in our actions.
他不单叫我们的灵里面得着了拯救。
Not only he saved us with our spirit.
他也是在我们的生活上蒙着了他的祝福。
And also in our living that we have
the blessing. 因着这样, 我不得不常常地来感谢我的神。
Because of this, I have to come continually to thank our God.
因着这样的神给我的丰富, 神给我们这样的美好的恩典, 我不得清早的时候, 我们要感谢他。
Because of this grace, I have to come in the morning to thank Him.
我的夜晚的时候, 也是要感谢神。
And then at night, I want to come and thank
我在白天的时候, 醒起来的时候, 我要感谢神。
During the day, as I wake up, I want to thank
我在晚上的时候, 也要感谢神。
Even at night, I want to thank
我睡得好, 我起来的时候, 感谢神。
When I have a good sleep, when I wake up, I want to thank
我睡不好, 我也是要更多的来感谢我的神。
Even if I don't sleep well, I need to more so to come and thank
因为这是 主耶稣的恩典在我的里面。
Because this is the grace of God within me.
我也必须要穿上神给我这许多的恩典。
And I need to clothe myself with all these blessings.
所以我愿意提醒弟兄姊妹说, 很多的神的工作是在我们的里面。
And I want to remind brothers and sisters, many work is within us.
它是从里面做到外面。
From the inside of us, and then we work towards the outside.
它不是一个外面做到里面。
We do not work from the outside towards the inside.
一样的，我们读圣经也是一样的。
Similarly, when we read the Bible,
我们刚刚读律学的时候就讨论了这样的事情。
Earlier in Sunday school, we have discussed this.
我们要从圣经的里面的基督先读起。
And we must read from the Christ that is within the passage.
以后我们来看哪一个圣经的意思。
Then we come to look at the meaning of that
passage. 我们不是从字句读到经义。
We do not read about the words into the meaning.
我们乃是从经义的里面读到字句。
And from the meaning we read about the words.
这是感谢神给我这样的秘诀。
And this, I thank God because the secret here.
但愿我们也能够彼此的分享。
May we all share this together.
我们所以保罗在这样的说，你们要存着怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
So Paul said that you must close yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
以后就说到如何的跟人相处。
And then he talked about how to live with one another.
我们若是心不正, 我们的路怎么走也不正。
If our heart is not right, the path will never be right.
让我们的心存着怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
We must first have the heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
13节才说到，这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。 主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Then in verse 13, he will then say, Bear with each other, forgive whatever grievance you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
以后到14节又说到，在这一切之外，还要存着什么？存爱心。
And then on verse 14, and then say, above all these virtues, you have to still put on this love.
以后才讲到爱心就是联络存着的。
And then he talked about this love is binding everything together.
我们若是没有爱心存在心里,
if we don't have this love within our heart,
我们没有办法讲到活出来许多的美德。
We cannot live out these all the other characters.
我们有爱心存在心里, 那我们就能够彼此的相爱。
If we have this love within us, then we can love one another.
我们才能够彼此的相容。
Then we can forgive one another.
我们才能够同心合意。
Then we can have one heart.
以后特别的就讲到说要存什么？存着。
And after that, what they say, we must have this heart of thankfulness.
以后16节就说, 当将各样的智慧, 把基督的道理, 丰丰富富的存在心里。
And then in verse 16, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
我读到这里, 不得不赞美神。
When I read to this point, I have to praise God.
我不得不献上。 感谢神的心。
I have to give out my heart of thankfulness.
因为他把这样的丰丰富富的恩典赏给你我。
Because he had richly blessed us with this grace.
好让我们能够得着了满足，得着了喜乐，能够真正的献上我们的感恩。
So that we can be, have the true joy and the thankfulness.
以后保罗在接下去说到，但愿诗章顺词灵歌，彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
Then he said that we should then teach and admonish one another with all this wisdom, using the psalms, the hymns, and the spiritual songs.
但愿神祝福他自己的话。
May God bless his own word.
但愿神把这样的一个情况赏给你我。
Give this situation to you and I.
赏给我们的聚会。
Give us to us in our worship.
真正我们每次的敬拜的时候，真是用诗章顺词灵歌，彼此的教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂我们的神。
So that every time we gather together to worship, we will teach and admonish one another with the wisdom, with using the songs, the hymns, and spiritual songs, with the gratitude in the heart to God.
有时候我不得，有时候不提醒弟兄姊妹说要唱哈利路亚。
Sometimes I have to remind brother and sister to sing Hallelujah.
哎呀，我们常常有时候来说，虽然说哦，敬拜神，敬拜神，你是那个尊贵的神等，但是我们好像只有在口唇上敬拜他，心却远离他。
And sometimes we can come here and we sing and say Majesty, we honor you, but only in our lips, but not with our hearts.
但愿我们真是心被恩感，来歌颂我们的神。
So that we pray that we really have that gratitude in our heart to sing the songs to God.
以后十七节就说，无论做什么，或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
And later on, in verse 17, he then said, Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
我相信，若是我们真是一个感谢的心，
I believe that if we really have a heart of thankfulness,
我想我们无论做什么，我们含着一个感恩的心，
in whatever we do, we have this heart of thankfulness.
我们的人生是不一样的。
And our life will be totally changed.
有时候我常常就觉得泄愤的事情是很好像是很普通的事情。
Sometimes I thought, and when we give grace before our meal is something very common.
而我想我们吃饭以前先感谢神，跟没有感谢神哪一顿的饭的味道不一样。
I think it will taste different if we give thanks or without giving thanks before the meal.
我不是说只有说舌头上的味道。
I'm not just talking about the taste with our tongue.
特别在灵里的味道。
But the taste in the spirit.
但愿我们无论做什么。
I hope that whatever we do.
无论是说话，无论是行事。
In word or in deed.
我们都能够奉主耶稣的名，把感谢归给我们的天父。
We can do it all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to our Father.
我想我们最后要看到第四章。
And finally, we will have to look at chapter 4.
保罗在这里就第四章第二节说，你们要恒切祷告。
In verse 2 of Paul said, you have to devote yourselves to prayer.
再次警醒感恩。
Being watchful and thankful.
我想这个中文翻译文词太美了。
I think it's such a pretty translation in the Chinese language.
可能你们读英文的时候就是比较生活化。
And I think when you read it in English, it may be more practical in your life.
在这里说到两件事情。
Here there's two things that he talked about.
一件的事情说我们要警醒。
The first thing we have to be watchful.
一件的事情就是要祷告。
And secondly is to pray.
在警醒上要跟着感谢。
And with watchful, we have to follow with thankfulness.
在祷告上要跟着感谢。
And even with prayer, have to be followed by thankfulness.
我们常常的祷告，祷告，祷告，没有跟上感谢。
And many times we pray and pray and pray, but was not followed by thankfulness.
就像好像一个小孩子来到父母的面前，轻轻就说要什么东西。
Just like a little child come to the parents and always ask for something, ask for something.
哎呀，我想做父母的心有所愿意给他。
And the parents may want to give it to him.
但是我相信有的人，我不是说每一个人，有的人就不乐意。
And I'm not saying all of them, but some will not be willing.
若是一个儿女来到他父母面前说谢谢爸爸要给我买什么东西。
If the child can come to father and say, thank you father to buy this for me.
谢谢妈妈我要什么东西。
Thank you mom to buy this for me.
我想爸爸赶快去买。
And father will go and buy it for him.
妈妈也赶快去拿。
And mom will go out and buy for them also.
我们不单是在警醒上要祷告要感谢。
Not only in our watchfulness, we need to give thanks.
我们在祷告上也要跟着感谢。
In our prayer, we need to follow with thankfulness.
这是在我们的生活上是非常非常重要的。
This is very important in our daily lives.
特别在这样的时代的里面。
Especially in this generation.
我们在这样的一个迷惑恐惧的时代的里面。
In this doubtful and fearful generation,
主耶稣也是劝诫他的门徒说，总要警醒祷告。
And our Lord Jesus encouraged his disciples, you are to be watchful to pray,
免得入了迷惑。
So that you won't get into the wrong way.
因为你们心灵固然愿意，
but your heart is willing,
肉体却软弱了。
But your flesh is weak.
警醒，警醒什么东西呢？
So what do we need to watch for?
警醒在这里告诉我们说，我们常常会忘记神给我们一切的恩惠。
And to watch is many times we'll forget the blessing that God had given us.
所以大卫在诗篇第103篇就说，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。
So David in Psalm 103 has said,Praise the Lord, O my soul.
还在我里面的，你要称颂耶和华。
All those that are within me to praise the Lord.
不可忘记他一切的恩典。
Do not forget any of his benefits.
大事可以记得。
We can remember the big things.
小事也要记得。
But also the little things.
因为你不可忘记一切的恩典。
Because you should not forget any of these blessings.
但是我们常常的得到以后就忘记了。
But many times we will forget once we receive them.
我记得我年轻的时候，我们的家乡没有中学。
I remember when I was young, we don't have a high school in our village.
所以我们那边的人，都要到另外的县里，或者到福州去上学。
So we need to go to another city or maybe Fuzhou to go to school there.
特别是到了高中。
Especially in the high school.
几乎附近的县份都要到省会福州去念书。
All these cities around there have to go to Fuzhou to go to school there.
哎呀，我们去的时候，必须要有路费，要有学费。
And when we go, we must have the traveling money and also the fees for the school.
我记得那个时候交通不方便，必须要写信叫家里寄钱到学校。
At that time, the transportation is not very good, and we had to write the letter home to ask them to send money to the school.
我记得有很多的做父母的常常就埋怨他的儿女们。
I know a lot of parents will complain about their children.
他们就说一句话说，你们要钱就写信回来。
They will say that when you need money, then you write us.
你们钱拿到以后连信都没有。
And once you have the money, you won't have any letter to us.
我年轻的时候也是一样。
And I'm the same when I was young.
我的父亲也常常的怪责我。
And my father always blamed me on that.
你需要钱的时候写信回来。
And you will only write me when you need money.
你钱收到以后连一封信也不回。
Once you get the money, you will not have any letter anymore. 弟兄姊妹，
这是你我的人性。
And this is the nature, brothers and sisters.
我们对人是这样。
To people, we are just like that.
我们对神有时候更这样。
We are even more so to God.
我们觉得神是应当给我们的。
We thought that God should give us all.
我们拿了以后就跑掉了。
Once we get it, and then we run away.
我们神听见我们的祷告以后，就给神说再见。
We will say goodbye to God once He answers our prayer.
所以大卫特别的写诗篇一百零三篇。
So Paul, David wrote specifically for this Psalm 103.
他劝诫当时的人民，他自己的家人。
To encourage his family and his people.
我的心啊，你不可忘记他一切的恩典。
Said, my soul, do not forget all the benefits God had given us.
你我能不能够记得神给我们一切的恩典？
Can you and I remember all the blessings from God?
让我们思想一下。
Let's meditate on this.
让我们在这年终的时候，中国农历新年的时候，再一次思想到这以往神给我们多少的恩典。
Let's meditate on this at the end of the Chinese year.About the blessing of God.
但是我们会忘记。
But sometimes we will forget.
所以有一次 D.L. Moody 就是穆迪，传道人。
And one time this minister D.L. Moody,
他是一个非常有能力的布道家。
He's a very powerful evangelist.
今天在芝加哥叫穆迪的圣经学院，就是因着他的传福音。
The Moody Bible Institute in Chicago is a result of his preaching.
当他读到诗篇一百零三篇的时候，
When he read this Psalm 103,
他在神的面前就说：“神啊，我没有办法记得你一切的恩典。”
And he told God that, God, I cannot remember all the blessings you have given me.
但是神啊，我愿意记得某些你给我的恩典。
But I want to remember some of the blessings you have given me.
让我们现在开始常常记得神给我们昨天的恩典。
Let us remember the blessing that He gave us yesterday.
或者今天早上给你我的恩典。
Or maybe the blessing from this morning.
虽然去年已经忘记。
Maybe we forgot about last year.
但是可能你写日记的时候，你就可以记得。
Maybe in your diary you can remember that.
昨天那个查经的时候，刘斌要永芳说要一点交通。
And in yesterday Bible study, Liu Bing want Yvonne to share a little.
他有写日记的这个习惯。
She had the habit of a diary.
他就读读那个日记，神如何给他的恩典。
And she will read from the diary how God had blessed her.
这是他的长处，会写日记。
And this is her good point that she can write down this on the diary.
我的短处我不写日记。
And my shortcomings are I don't use a diary.
我很难提笔。
And it's very hard for me to use a pen.
你叫我写信给你，你不要想到。
You don't want to think about it. I write a letter to you.
你现在给我是 email， 我也 computer 也不会，更没有。
And then you said to use email, but I don't even know anything about that.
但是感谢神，我在昼夜。我神给我一个习惯，我常常述说神的恩典。
But thank God He had given me a habit in the day and night to remember His grace.
有时候我晚上睡不着，好像这个是很痛苦。
And sometimes at night I cannot fall asleep. It seems like it's very painful.
但是我每逢述说神的恩典的时候。我心中充满了喜乐。
But every time when I count the blessing of God, I will be filled with joy.
我不得不在夜晚的时候常常感谢神。
And I have to praise God and thank God in the middle of the night.
我想这连冯师母都不知道。
And I don't think even Mrs. Fain will know about this.
当然我们都能够得着了这样的神赐给你我的喜乐。
May God will give you this joy, to you and I.
叫这个喜乐能够得以满足。
So that this joy will be overflowing with, satisfaction.
我相信这是神给我们的恩典，真正有一个美好的人生。
And I think this is the grace that God wants to give us to have this good life.
一个快乐的人生。
To have a joyful life.
我们不单是要常常的记得主给我们的恩典。
Not only we need to continue to remember the grace, the blessing from God.
所以我就写两句话，我们若是常常数算自己的日子。
So I want to put down a few phrases that if we count our days before God,
我们就可以得着了智慧的心。
We will receive the wisdom, heart of wisdom.
我们若是常常的数算神给我们的恩典。
If we can count the blessing from God,
我们就充满了喜乐的心。
We will be filled with joy.
这是神给你我的祝福。
And this is the blessing God has given you and I.
这个祝福乃是一个满足喜乐的祝福。
And this blessing is come with joy.
所以保罗在这里说，不单是在祷告上要感谢。
So Paul said here, not only in your prayer you need to give thanks.
我们也要在警醒上感谢神。
But also as we watch, we need to give thanks.
但愿我们的赞美，我们的感谢，常达到神的宝座的面前。
May our praise and our thanks always, come to God.
在天上，充满了在宝座的面前，充满了赞美，充满了感谢。
In heaven, it will be filled with praise and thanks.
在那个时候我们不要忧愁。
At that time we won't be sorrowful.
我们也不要劳苦。
And we won't have to labor.
我们也不要说如何的去传福音。
We won't have to talk about how we can share the gospel.
传福音只在今生里面。
To share the gospel is in this life.
到哪一个时候我们仍然的来侍奉神。
At that time we will still serve God.
但是只有赞美，只有感谢。
But there will only be praise and thanks.
所以保罗写给帖撒罗尼迦书信的时候，
So when Paul wrote to the, in the book of Thessalonians,
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六节、十七节、十八节。
So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16, 17 and 18,
我相信有很多人会背。
I think a lot of you can memorize that verse.
说到要常常喜乐。
Said, all be joyful always.
要不住的祷告。
Pray continually.
要凡事谢恩。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
这是神在基督里向我们所显明的旨意。
Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
我们不单是顺境的时候来感谢神。
Not only in good time we need to give thanks.
我们也是在逆境的时候，我们也要感谢神。
In tough time we also need to thank God.
因为凡事谢恩，这是神美好的旨意。
Because we give thanks in all circumstances, that's the will of God that is in Christ Jesus.
有一个盲人的传道人。
There's a preacher who is blind.
George Matheson.George Matheson.
George Matheson is his name.
他有一次在神的面前这样的祷告。
So one time he prayed before God.
实在是你我的榜样。
It's an example for you and I.
是我的榜样。
It's my example.
他在神的面前祷告说，神啊，我有千百次在你的面前为着哪一个玫瑰花我感谢你。
He said, God, I have thanked you thousands of times for that rose.
但是我没有一次的为着我的刺来感谢你。
But I have not even once thanked you because of the thorn on the rose.
他说，神啊，求你指示我十字架，我十字架的荣耀。
And said, God, show me the glory of your cross.
求你指示我，我哪一个受苦的价值。
And show me the value of the suffering.
求主教导我，如何的借着我所我的苦难，叫我更多的来亲近你。
Teach me how to be closer to you through the suffering I have.
求主教导我的眼泪如何能够擦了那一个美好的彩虹。
Teach me how to turn the tears into the wonderful rainbow.
这是何等的美好的祷告。
What a wonderful prayer that is.
但愿我们无论是行事是说话，都要奉主的名把一切的感谢归给神。
May we do whatever that in work or in deeds or in, act,、in words that we can always do it in the name of the Lord to give him thanks.
有一首的诗歌常常在我的心中。
There's a song that's always in, within my heart.
就是我愿意被你给我的十字架。
And said, I want to carry the cross that you have given me.
这是英国莱德牧师 Light 所写的诗歌。
This is a pastor from England, Pastor Light, he wrote this song.
在普天圣战，我在年轻的时候常常唱这首诗歌。
When he was young, he always sang this song.
当中有一节说，万一有人给我忧愁，便是驱我到你前。
One of the verse said that when somebody adds suffering to me, it's to cause me to come close to you, God.
他说，我以信心为盾牌，我以祷告为翅膀。
He said, I will use the faith as my shield, and I will use the prayer as my wings.
但愿有人把我，有人给我的许多的难处的时候，就是把我推到你的面前。
So may people add suffering to me, troubles to me, it will push me towards God.
弟兄姊妹，我今天站在这个地方。
Brother and sister, as I stand before you today,
我可以见证说，这一个经历是真实的。
I can testify to you, this is a true experience.
若是我们单单的依靠我们的主，
If we rely on our God only,
不管环境如何，
Regardless what the circumstances are,
都是把我们带到主的宝座的面前，
It's to bring us to the throne of our Lord,
让我们得着了他的恩典，
So that we can receive grace from him,
让我们得到他的祝福，
That we can receive blessing from him.
当然我们要常常的喜乐，
We joyful always.
不住的祷告。
Prayer continually.
凡事谢恩。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们来到你的面前，我们不得不献上我们的感恩。
Father, we have to give you thanks as we come before you.
在多少的时候，我们心中有许多的忧愁。
We have sorrows many times in our lives.
多少的时候，我们身上负上了许多的重担。
Many times we have so many burdens in our lives.
多少的时候，我们似乎站在岔路口的上面。
And many times seems like we are coming to a fork in our lives.
我们不知道我们前面的路途如何。
We do not know what lies ahead of us.
我们似乎也没有力量再向前而进。
Seems like we have no more strength to walk another step.
主啊，今天早上我们来到你的面前。
This morning as we come before you.
主啊，求主叫我们能够把一切的重担卸给你。
Lord, we ask that we will lay aside all our burden before you.
叫我们的心因着你的恩典，我们而得着的滋润。
that we, our heart will be restored because of your grace.
叫我们的心因着你而得着了喜乐。
That our heart will be filled with joy because of you.
也叫我们重新得着了力量。
That will be refreshed in our strength.
我们要把一切的荣耀归给你。
To give you all the glory.
我们要把一切的赞美归给你。
To give you all the praise.
我们也把我们的感谢归给你。
And to give you all the thankfulness that we have.
当你在这些年间复兴你自己的工作。
To restore your work during this generation.
好让我们更多的在你的福音的事上能够有负担。
That we will have a burden in the gospel in, of your work.
也叫我们在你的里面常常的喜乐。
So that we can always be joyful in you.
不断的不住的祷告。
To pray to you continually.
也能够凡事谢恩。
And also be able to give thanks in all circumstances.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的。
And it's in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.